Hey, welcome. This lesson is all about designing, refining, and arranging a foghorn-style neural base in Ableton Live using stock devices. We're targeting an energetic, punchy, cavernous sound that sits with rolling drum and bass at 172 BPM. I'll walk you through building a two-layer base, multi-band processing, tuning tips, mixing mistakes to avoid, and hands-on practice and homework challenge, so you can lock this into your own tracks. Let's get gritty. First, what we're building. You'll end up with a two-layer bass patch. Layer 1 is a clean mono sub, typically a sign for weight and clarity. Layer 2 is a mid and high growl, built with wave-eatable or operator using FM-style techniques and resonant character, the actual foghorn. Then you'll route those into a multi-band processing chain so the lows stay clean, while the mids get aggressive and metallic. We'll add mapped macros so you can perform and automate movement across an arrangement. Quick setup before we dive in. Set your project tempo to 172 BPM. Create a MIDI track called a Fetch Bass Rack. Group your instrument into an instrument rack, and create two chains named Sub and Growl. Using an instrument rack keeps your layers organized and lets you map macros to many parameters at once. Now let's make the sub chain. Use operator or wave-eatable set to assign. Set the oscillator octave to around -2, maybe -3 if you want extreme depth. Give it a short pitch envelope if you want a little punch. Release around 80 to 120 milliseconds is a nice starting point. Follow with EQ8. High pass at 20 Hz just to clean up an audible DC. Optionally add a small shelf boost around 40 to 60 Hz if the sub needs more weight, plus or minus 2 to 4 dB. Add a utility device and set width to 0% so the sub is completely mono. This is crucial for club translation. You can add a glue compressor lightly, something like threshold minus 12 dB. Ratio 2 to 1, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 2 to 400 milliseconds, just to glue the layer. Aim to keep this chain peaking around minus 6 to minus 3 dB, so there's headroom for the growl layer and bus processing. Next, the growl chain. Wave-eatable is perfect here, or operator if you don't have wave-eatable. Start with oscillator 1 using a saw or a complex spectral table that has harmonic content. Use unison set to 3 voices. Detune around 0.07 to 0.12, and blend about 40 to 60% so you get width, without phase smearing. Try warp mode FM or sync. With FM, add 15 to 30% FM amount to introduce harsh partials. Consider enabling a second oscillator 1 octave up with a different waveform at a low level, to add form and complexity. For filtering, you can use Wave-eatable's built-in filter or follow with an auto filter. Band pass mode or a steep low pass with some resonance works well. Set the cutoff starting around 300 to 800 Hz depending on the note, and push resonance to taste. 1.2 to 2.5 is a good range. Next, set up modulation. Use a quick envelope with 0 to 10 milliseconds attack, decay between 120 and 400 milliseconds, and a low sustain so each note has a pluck before decaying. Map a synchronized LFO to either wave-eatable position or filter cutoff at 1/16th or 1/32nd rate for rolling motion. Depth between 20 and 60% gives a nice movement. If you have Max for live, an LFO device routed to multiple targets will let you create more complex shapes. Map some macros now. Macro 1 should control filter cutoff. Macro 2 should control wave-eatable position or FM amount to morph the tone. Macro 3 should be drive. Map to saturator or overdrive dry/wet. Macro 4 can be an amount for noise or a texture layer that lets you tweak big sonic moves with one hand. Now the growl effects chain, order matters. Start with an EQ8 to high pass at 40 to 70 Hz so the sub doesn't get duplicated, and add a slight boost around 200 to 700 Hz if you want more character. Add a saturator and push 3 to 6 dB of drive. Try analog clip or tube mode and keep dry/wet around 50 to 70%. Follow with a light overdrive for extra grit. A small amount of frequency shifter, maybe 0.1 to 2 Hz and mixed low, can add interesting stereo movement. Use Ableton's Corpus device in plate or tube mode, tune to reinforce a musical harmonic. More on tuning in a second. And keep Corpus dry/wet low, somewhere between 10 and 25% to add subtle metallic resonance. Finish with another EQ to carve problem frequencies, using narrow cuts and glue it with glue compressor or a gentle compressor. Add a utility for final width control. Treat mids with slight stereo width, but keep the low band mono. About tuning Corpus and resonant peaks, Corpus can emphasize a foghorn harmonic. Aim to tune Corpus to the second or third partial of your root note. For example, if your root is D1, Tuning corpus to somewhere in the 200 to 400 Hz range will emphasize a musical resonance. Subtlety is key. Automating this tuning a few cents during a phrase can add movement without sounding like a warble. Next up, multi-band bus processing. Group the whole instrument rack or route it to a bass bus and insert multi-band dynamics. Set the low-mids crossover around 120 to 160 Hz and that upper crossover around 2 to 3 kHz. Process each band differently. Keep the low band clean and mono, with minimal distortion and light compression for consistency. Let the mid band take the heavy saturation and distortion to create our growl, boost in the 500 to 1500 Hz region for bite. Highs should get texture, maybe erosion or a gentle grain delay and widened cautiously. After that, use glue compressor to taste. Threshold around minus 10 to minus 6 dB, ratio 2 to 3 to 1. Attack 5 to 10 milliseconds, release 100 to 300 milliseconds. This glues everything together. This audio version is shortened for playback.